Ew, what did I just step in?
Ugh, great.
Nice going, Ingrid.
Spend the entire day hunting and foraging for food and come up empty. And the second a lovely morsel of a human crosses your path, you step on them.
Ugh, my foot sure did a number on you, didn't it?
Well, I'm sure if you were conscious, you would have laughed. What am I going to do with you? Well, I sure as hell am not going to eat you. Not like this. I mean, you were just underneath my foot. And that's, well,
gross.
I mean, I'm sure even you wouldn't eat something you just stepped on, right? Right. Unconscious. Sorry. Well, I guess I could just leave you here. I mean, it only makes sense. I got no use for you. Why would I do anything other than just put you back where I found you? So, why am I still holding you? There's nothing you can do for me. It really makes no sense for me to keep you, so... Wow. I mean, I couldn't really see your face when you were smashed against my soul, but now that I can, I gotta say, you're pretty cute. No, you're more than that, little one. You are gorgeous. Your face is just... And your hair is so... And your... Well, your everything is just... flawless. Well, your legs and one of your arms are looking a teensy... mangled. But that's all right. Those are just your little perfect imperfections. And they can't just leave something as amazing as you to die out here in the forest. So that settles it then. You, beautiful little creature, are coming home with me. Oh, my God. You're awake? This is fantastic. Oh, you have no idea how long I've been waiting for you to wake up. And wait, what's wrong? Oh, you can't breathe. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, no, I'm so sorry. I guess I don't know my own strength, huh? Whoa, slow down. Easy. Take a deep breath in and out. There we go. Feeling better? So, you have questions, I can tell. And I'll answer them on three conditions, okay? First, you may only ask one question at a time. Second, you must raise your hand to ask another question. And third, and most importantly, you must stay calm and not panic. All right? Good. Okay, then. Go ahead. Who am I? Well, that's an easy one. I guess we haven't really been formally introduced, huh? I'm Ingrid. It's very nice to finally make your acquaintance. Where are you? Well, you're with me, silly. This is my home. It's pretty cozy, but it's all I need. Over there is my kitchen, where I prepare all my food. That right there is my bed, where I sleep, obviously. And here, where we are, is the sitting room, where I relax. How did you get here? Yeah, that's a bit... complicated. See, a little while ago when I was walking home, just minding my own business, when all of a sudden I feel something go crunch under my foot. I take a look and what do I find stuck to my soul?
You. Ugh, yeah, I kind of stepped on you.
But it was an accident, I swear. I totally didn't mean to. Trust me, if I had meant to, you would be dead.
Oh.
Oh, no, I would never kill you. No, 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 no. I would never do that to you. Never. Not in a million years, I promise.
How are you alive?
Well, because of me, of course. When I saw you, all beaten and broken underneath my foot, I knew I couldn't just leave you there. I would never have left such an amazing creature out in the woods somewhere to die unrecognized. So I brought you home, set your limbs, and healed you up.
Well, maybe not totally healed up.
Your legs may not be completely back at 100%.
And with how much they've healed by now, I think it might be permanent.
But think positively, it might not be.
How long have you been here?
Well, it's kind of hard to say exactly. But if I had to take a guess, I'd say 3 months, maybe? No, give or take a month. It's really not that long when you think about it, especially in the span of the universe's existence. I mean, I'm sure no one missed you. Not that you don't deserve to be missed, but no, don't you worry. Everything's fine.
Wait, what? A hospital? I mean,
you mean take you back to human civilization?
Yeah, okay.
I mean, you don't actually think I'm going to let you go, right?
No, 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 no. I'm not letting you go. Don't be silly.
I can't let you go now. You're mine. Listen, do you know what saved you that day?
The day I stepped on you?
It wasn't mercy, because believe me, I've killed my share of humans in my day.
Don't look at me like that. I mean, a girl's gotta eat, right?
No, no, no. It wasn't mercy or kindness or empathy. No. It was your beauty. Never in my life have I seen a human as beautiful as you. Maybe it's because I'd never taken a good look at one before, but you were just so damn gorgeous. And your contorted limbs, the blood pouring onto your clothes, it was like a sort of broken magnificence. I knew right then that I loved you, that you would be mine, and I would never, ever let you go. What do you say, little one? Do you want to stay here with me? How can you be so ungrateful? I pour my heart and soul out to you. After taking care of you for months, after saving you from the brink of death, holding you close and keeping you warm on these cold nights, and this is how you repay me? You scream and cower in fear? Don't you realize how much power I have over you? Think about it. It would take next to no effort to end your pathetic life. Whenever I wanted to, I could simply tear your head off, bend you until your spine snaps, crush you, pull you until your body tears apart. Oh, there are so many imaginative, unpleasant ways that I could end you. I have a very creative mind, after all. I can think of a million fun ways to do it. But you know what would be the most fitting way for you to go, little human? I think the most fitting way to go would be for me to turn you into a nice meal.
Oh, yes. That's what I would do.
I wonder how I would do it. Would I swallow you whole so you could wriggle all the way down my throat? Or would I chew you up until you were nothing but a nice bloody pulp? Ooh, or maybe I could roast you alive over the fire.
That would be lovely, wouldn't it?
That way you'd be all nice and toasty for me. No. Oh, you'll do anything. Well, all I really want from you, little human, is for you to be mine. That's all. 100%, totally and absolutely, completely mine. Now that's not so hard, is it? To show a little gratitude for all I've done? I didn't think so. So I will take care of you, protect you, keep you comfortable, and all you have to do is be mine. Do what I say, no arguing. When you're in my home, tiny human, my word is law. Do we have a deal? Fantastic. Oh, man, it's late. It's about time to go to bed, don't you think? Though, I suppose before we go to bed, I should discipline you for your actions. Shouldn't I? Yes, discipline. You hurt your owner's feelings, and for that, you must be punished. Stop. Begging will only make your punishment worse. It's best for you to just shut up and get it over with. Understand? Good. Now don't worry. I'll go easy on you, seeing as it's your first time. Here we go. Let's just sit you down right in this chair. It's comfortable, isn't it? Now, lay down flat, right in the center of the cushion. Don't question why, my pet. Just do it. Trust me. Now, before we start, let's just take these off. Now, this next part will be unpleasant, my dear. But I don't think it'll leave any permanent damage. It never did with any of the other humans I've done it to. All right, are you ready down there? On the count of 3, 2, 1. How is it down there, little one? What was that? I can't seem to hear you. Oh, that's right. Is the weight too much for you, my pet? Good. It should be. Oh, poor baby. You're all red and out of breath. Well, do you think you've learned your lesson? Good. Now be sure to keep that in mind for the future, because next time I won't be so gentle. Now, what do you say we get some rest? All right, then. Let's go to sleep. What's wrong, darling? Do you need something to keep you warm? Aw, don't you worry. I think that these will provide you with all the warmth you need. Now come here. Sweet dreams, little one. Oh, we are going to have so much fun together.